Thank you again for attending these small podcasts. I was quite surprised the other day when I opened up the mail and I saw this real fancy-looking flyer. It was, looked like it was done on Madison Avenue in New York. Fancy, fancy, fancy flyer. And I'm thinking, well, I wonder who put this out. Turns out it was the city of Saratoga Springs. It was amazing. Out comes a flyer supporting the concept of voting yes. They didn't say vote yes on it, but it was quite compelling as far as I was concerned, not only visually, but also the words that were used in it. But what concerned me the most was this is being paid by the city of Saratoga Springs. And it was an expensive piece of mail. And from that, I mean, I guess I'll let you weigh in on this, but I didn't think at all that this was an educational piece. It clearly, in my mind, was an advocacy piece. But ironically, that night I turned on the television and Greg Floyd has a piece on that talks about you paid for it. And in it, he too agrees that this was considered an advocacy piece and not an educational piece. What's the story behind all this?
Well, my understanding was a year and a half ago when the previous Charter Commission was in session, the city attorney's office told them they couldn't do any advocacy at the taxpayers' expense. They could go to meetings and speak about their work and advocate for it themselves as long as they weren't charging the taxpayer for that.
Sure.
But a mailing with postage and printing and design values and all of that was definitely off the table. And this mailing, I thought, was very much in the area of what we were told we couldn't do when right. when our commission was yep. serving.
Now, you sent out the entire copy of last year's charter, black and white version, very newspaper print orientation, nothing too fancy. How does that compare, you know, to this one? This one had, as I said, it was a spectacular looking piece and had words that are not necessarily educational words, more of advocacy words, and that's the problem.
Well, one of the pictures was of the Spirit of Life Monument. Another of the pictures was of the horse at the end of Union Avenue, mm-hmm. and the jockey. So it was sort of using some of the positive imagery of Saratoga Springs to associate positive imagery with the charter. And then they used some descriptors of, efficiency and transparency and words like that to describe what was about the charter. But there's really, those are controversial at best, sure. I would say, and possibly even not there. So right. it was definitely advocacy at the taxpayers' expense. And I think we'll be interested to see whether the voters agree that that was a good idea.
Well, the Attorney General is quite clear, as is the Comptroller, about this as far as the using public money for advocacy towards a mailer like that.
Yeah, the Comptroller has an opinion going back to the mid-1970s. The Attorney General, may be asked to take a look at this. And as I said, the city attorney had advised the previous commission not to do something like this. And now the present city attorney is the chair of the current commission, mm-hmm. and out it goes. So I think how did the city attorney's office change its mind about this may be one of the stories to look at.
Absolutely. I mean, I looked at that letter that was sent to all city council members, including the current chair of the charter commission today, who is the city attorney. And it's very clear. There is not any discrepancy in the language of the comptroller's statement as far as using funds. But it goes back to that whole transparency. These people all knew what that was. That was a March of 2017 letter came out where they yeah. shared that opinion from the comptroller's office. And for those people who railed so hard against last year's charter commission as far as, you know, how dare you do this? They threatened with mail fraud charges. They were basically, you know, having quite a field day at the expense of the Charter Commission last year by, you know, screaming at the Charter Commission at great length at city council meetings. It's just unconscionable that they're here now sending out a very glamorous piece like that and not expecting it to have some influence. That advocacy aspect of things is again, it's an egregious violation of law. And the city council and the city charter commission should be held accountable for this.
I heard that it wasn't even unanimous among the existing charter commission, that there were some people there that were dissenting from this, but I guess they got overruled by the majority.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's an incredible amount of arrogance to think that this is okay, where last year's black and white copy of just the charter was horrific in their minds. This is such an outcry for me. This is a very bad use of public monies. And I estimate between the two mailers, they're probably spending $15,000 to $20,000 on this. And no one's checking it.